Hello, I want to welcome you to the broadcast today. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I pray today for the few minutes that I have with you that these words will encourage you. I don't know about you, but in this time I need some encouragement. I need lifting up, and in the world that we live in now, we certainly need to know there is hope. And I want to tell you this, that we see things coming, and we know things that are not right in our country, and we see this. We see the things that are coming, but don't let that blind you to knowing who is coming. Jesus is getting ready to break the clouds of glory. Signs of the end time. And there, as I'm speaking right now, there are Christians all over the world and Jewish people all over the world that are being persecuted and being targeted, being run out of their homes and being killed, and Christian churches are being burned, and we live in a time, we know that the end time is on us, but we got to know that the Lord said, when you see these things happen, look up, for our redemption draweth nigh. Jesus, his return is drawing nigh. But let me pray with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch hearts, save souls. I pray if there be one that's not born again, that today, oh God, I pray you just touch them and let them know that the only way into you, Father, is through your Son, Jesus Christ. Let them know that they must be born again, and you will in no wise cast out anyone who comes to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You know, I want to talk about one of the shortest sermons I guess I've ever heard. I've been in a lot of preaching services, heard a lot of preachers and evangelists speak. Some of them got a little bit long-winded, and I guess that's okay. And some of them, you know, different styles of preaching. But this sermon here stuck with me more, I think, than the rest of them. Mark 11:25 says, "And when stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses." Now, this scripture is telling us that if you have aught against anybody, or they've done anything against you, when you're praying, you need to stop it. You need to go and forgive them, and you need to settle that thing, because he's telling us that if we don't forgive, then we can't get forgiveness. And I heard this preacher say we've got to learn how to fido it. And I thought, fido it? And he had a little dog he set up on the roster stand, and he said, this is fido. We need to have a fido in our life. F-I-D-O. And he said, it's this. Fido, F-I-D-O, is this. Forgive it, drive on. Forgive it, drive on. Forgive it, drive on. Fido it. When somebody's hurt you, when they've been mean to you, you need to fido it. Forgive it and forget it. Drive on. Forgive it and drive on. Fido it. And a lot of times when people say things to hurt us and people say things that are cruel, we hold on to the grudges and we let bitterness come in our heart. And I've said so many times, being unforgiving is like drinking poison and thinking it's going to kill somebody else. It's only going to hurt you. Not only will it hurt you spiritually and mentally, but being bitter will make you sick. Being bitter will make you hard-hearted. I was talking to a young man whose brother had done some things that were really bad to him and had even caused a handicap in his body. And I was telling him, I said, it doesn't matter. You need to let it go. You need to fido it. Forgive it and drive on. You got to forgive him. You got to let it go. He said, but you don't know what he's done. I said, that's not the point. The point is, as long as you are unforgiving, as long as you hold a grudge, they got power over you, and not only are you now afflicted in your body because of the harm he done, but you're afflicted in your soul and your mind, and it's poisoning you and making you bitter. And only by the grace and help of God can you forgive people some of the things that they do to you. We can't do it on our own strength, but if we ask him, God will help us and give us grace to forgive it. To forgive it and drive on. Get on with your life. Let it go. I talked to a man the other day. He was in his 70s, and he's still talking about how he was treated when he was a child. He's a grandpa and got grandkids. Let me tell you something. Fido it. Forgive it. Drive on. That's our message today. When somebody hurts you, when they do you wrong, fido it. Forgive them and drive on. God bless you.